Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 27th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 34 to 36. Not one of the Bible prophecies shall ever fail. We read in Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16 like this. Search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it. And his spirit has gathered them. Isaiah chapter 34 ends with a reference to the book of the Lord, which is apparently the book of inspired prophecies and probably refers to Isaiah's own writing that is found in verses 1 to 15. This may be the volume in which the various prophecies and other parts of scripture began henceforward to be collected together. As we read in Isaiah chapter 30 verse 8 like this, Now go, write it before them on a tablet, and note it on a scroll, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever. The book of the Lord also refers to God's inspired prophecies predicting the future judgment, and the Holy Spirit will see to it that what the word announces is fulfilled. So severe will this coming eschatological judgment be that we need to be reminded that it is part of the divinely inspired prophetic scripture. And therefore, it will certainly come to pass as God has predicted it. While referring to specific prophecies, Isaiah brings out the image from pairing of animals mentioned in the previous verse 15, referred to as a mate. What it means is that no prediction shall want a fulfillment as its companion. Every single Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. There is a change of person from my to his. And many Bible scholars have pointed out that such changes of person are frequent in Hebrew poetry. Taking this verse for a spiritual application in our lives, the book of the Lord is the Bible that we have in our hands. We ought to read it with the understanding that it has divine origin and authority. We read in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and 21 like this, Knowing this first that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation, For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. We must not only read the scriptures, but see out of it, search into it, turn first to one text and then to another and compare them together. We can thus extract abundant wisdom through diligent search of the scriptures, which we cannot get through a casual, superficial reading. When we read the various predictions in the scriptures, we will understand not one of these shall fail. What God has spoken through His written word will surely come to pass, and the Holy Spirit will ensure that each and every word will be fulfilled. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ has spoken concerning the word of God in Matthew chapter 5 verse 18. And we read this in the Basic English Bible. Truly I say to you, till heaven and earth come to an end, Not the smallest letter or part of a letter will in any way be taken from the law till all things are done.